Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wrong Stuff, How the Soviet Space Program Crashed and Burned by John Strausbaugh, revisits the space race from an angle that often gets less attention than the familiar American triumph narrative. Rather than treating Soviet space history as a simple list of firsts, the book looks at how politics, secrecy, and institutional habits shaped what the USSR could accomplish and what it could not. Strausbaugh frames the Soviet program as a high-stakes national project that produced extraordinary early achievements while also building in vulnerabilities that would surface again and again. The story is not only about rockets and cosmonauts, but also about how bureaucracies handle risk, how propaganda pressures distort decision-making, and how technical ingenuity can be undermined by structural dysfunction. For readers who know the broad outline of Sputnik, Gagarin, and the moon race, this book offers a focused narrative about why the Soviet effort ultimately failed to sustain momentum, and why its most ambitious goals repeatedly slipped out of reach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, early triumphs and the momentum of firsts. A central thread is how the Soviet Union seized the opening phase of the space race by stacking a dramatic sequence of firsts that reshaped global expectations. The narrative emphasizes that these achievements did not come from a single miracle technology, but from a mix of concentrated state attention, talented engineers, and a willingness to accept dangerous levels of uncertainty. The book treats Sputnik and the first human spaceflight as political events as much as technical ones, because they delivered prestige and leverage during the Cold War. At the same time, the early record created its own pressure. Leadership came to expect regular, spectacular successes, which pushed managers to prioritize headline results and timetable promises. That momentum helped the program move quickly, but it also increased the temptation to minimize problems and suppress bad news. Strausbaugh portrays the early era as a period when daring, improvisation, and real competence coexisted with fragility. The very factors that enabled rapid breakthroughs could later make it harder to build stable, scalable systems for long-term exploration. The book uses these beginnings to set up an argument that the Soviet program's most celebrated wins carried hidden costs that would accumulate over time. Secondly, secrecy, propaganda, and distorted incentives, the book highlights how a culture of secrecy shaped almost every aspect of the Soviet space effort. Because missions served political goals, information control became a core operating principle, not an occasional security measure. This affected engineering because failure analysis and open debate were constrained, and it affected management because leaders often preferred reassuring narratives over accurate reporting. Strausbaugh connects propaganda pressure to incentives that reward appearances, announcing ambitious goals, claiming success quickly, and avoiding admissions that could embarrass the state. In such an environment, setbacks could be hidden rather than processed, and risks could be normalized rather than reduced. The public might see only victories, while internal teams carried the burden of maintaining the illusion of uninterrupted progress. The book also suggests that secrecy limited external feedback loops that can improve complex programs, such as peer criticism, cross-organizational learning, and transparent accountability for decisions. This does not mean Soviet engineers were incapable. Instead, it underscores how system-level constraints can erode even strong technical work. By tracing how secrecy affected communication, responsibility, and risk tolerance, the narrative argues that the program's political function ultimately undermined the reliable execution needed for sustained exploration. Thirdly, rivalries, bureaucracy, and fragmented leadership. Another key topic is how internal competition and bureaucratic structure shaped outcomes. The Soviet program did not function as a single unified organization with clear authority, but as a network of design bureaus and ministries with overlapping responsibilities and competing priorities. Strausbaugh portrays this fragmentation as both a driver of innovation and a source of chaos. Rivalries could motivate rapid development and bold proposals, yet they also encouraged duplicated effort, incompatible systems, and strategic infighting over resources and prestige. When success brings political capital, factions have incentives to guard information, oversell readiness, and block alternatives. The book connects these dynamics to delays and failures, arguing that coordination problems become especially damaging as missions grow more complex. Human spaceflight, heavy lift launchers, and long-duration operations demand stable interfaces, consistent standards, and long-term planning. In a fragmented environment, shifting alliances and leadership changes can reset priorities and strand promising projects. The narrative also explores how top-level political leadership influenced technical direction, sometimes making abrupt choices that reflected symbolism rather than engineering practicality. Through these examples, the book frames bureaucratic rivalry as a structural constraint that repeatedly diverted the Soviet program from coherent execution of its most ambitious goals. Fourthly, engineering reality versus political deadlines, Strauss-Baugh returns often to the tension between what engineering requires and what political leadership demands. Spaceflight punishes shortcuts, yet large state programs are frequently judged by schedules and symbolic milestones. The book treats crashes, disasters, and near misses as outcomes of systems that compress testing, restrict candid reporting, and push teams to fly hardware that is not fully mature. It explores how complex rockets and life support systems need iterative development and a culture that welcomes bad news early. When the system penalizes delay more than it penalizes risk, technical teams may accept compromises they know are dangerous. The narrative also frames reliability as a cumulative property built through learning, documentation, and process discipline, not just heroic effort. By examining how deadlines influence design decisions, launch readiness, and operational planning, the book shows how political urgency can erode safety margins. It also suggests that a program can achieve impressive peaks while still failing to build dependable infrastructure for repeated success. This theme helps explain why early breakthroughs did not automatically translate into a sustainable path to more difficult objectives. The result is a broader lesson about project governance. When accountability is upward to power rather than outward to truth, reality eventually asserts itself in catastrophic ways. Lastly, why the moon race was lost and what followed. The book culminates in an account of why the Soviet Union failed to land a crew on the moon, despite early advantages in prestige and talent. Strauss-Baugh frames the loss not as a single technical shortcoming, but as the combined effect of leadership fragmentation, shifting priorities, and the inability to align institutions around a coherent heavy-lift strategy. The moon required not only a powerful rocket, but also integrated systems, engineering, extensive testing, and stable decision authority. The narrative contrasts the clarity of the objective with the instability of the means, showing how competing designs and organizational battles slowed progress. When failures occurred, the same secrecy and political pressures that shaped earlier phases could make it harder to recover efficiently. The book also looks beyond the moon to what the Soviet program pursued afterward, including the turn towards space stations and incremental achievements that could be sustained within its institutional limits. This is presented as both adaptation and retreat, a pragmatic focus on what could be delivered reliably, but also an implicit acknowledgement that certain grand ambitions were no longer attainable. By tracing the aftermath, the book argues that the Soviet space story is not only about losing a race, but about how a system chooses survivable goals when its foundational weaknesses are exposed. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy space history, Cold War political history, and the behind-the-scenes dynamics of big technological programs. It will also appeal to anyone interested in why organizations with brilliant people still fail, especially when success is tied to propaganda, prestige, and institutional survival. The main benefit is perspective. It helps readers see the Soviet space program as a complex human system rather than a simple scoreboard of firsts versus failures. That lens can translate directly to real life, offering lessons about incentives, communication, accountability, and the hidden costs of rushing work to meet external expectations. Compared with many space race books that focus heavily on American achievements or on isolated Soviet missions, Strauss-Baugh's emphasis on structural dysfunction makes the story feel more explanatory than merely chronological. It gives readers a framework for understanding how secrecy and bureaucracy shape technical outcomes and why some goals remain permanently out of reach without organizational reform. If you want a narrative that connects rockets to politics and management, and that explains not just what happened but why the Soviet effort could not sustain its early momentum, this book is worth buying alongside more traditional space race histories. If you would like to support John Strauss-Baugh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.